5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Welcome, everybody, to an I Love Monday edition. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, January 18, 2021, MLK Day, Martha Luther King Day. Welcome to everybody. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend like I sure did here. We broadcast live Monday through Friday, 1 hour a day from the Paradise City known as Sarasota, Florida. It's season 3, episode 4. Lock it up, everybody. Hope everybody had a safe weekend, stayed Corona COVID free, and enjoyed the damage. It was an all football weekend, baby. We had 4 divisional playoff games that we did actually between hockey, football, and basketball, the NBA. We went 7-3. How about that? Look at us. Look at us going 7 out of 10. In all major sports over the weekend, including going, 3-1 in the NFL yesterday. And the big disappointment, we all know, is my Super Bowl pick. As soon as I picked Lamar Jackson, man, he went down to 2s, man. I mean, what happened to the Baltimore Ravens, man? Was it too much Buffalo? I mean, I don't think Buffalo was all that, but you know, we have plenty of time. We do a 1 hour top of the 1 hour show here. At the top of the hour, we do all local news because we're local, new, fresh, worldwide podcast. We're in 13 countries, including the U.S., 12 states here in the United States, 15 cities within Florida, baby. And we're amped up, macked out podcast here. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Today's show, sponsored to you by our good friends and our original sponsor, SRQTshirts.com, baby. That's a local t-shirt company online. They have specialized in statement t-shirts. Go check them out. They sponsor the show. We like to support them. Go give them a look-see at www.SRQTshirts.com and get yourself a nice statement t-shirt. And they have plenty of them, and they're definitely local. They have Sarasota, Tampa shirts. They have Miami shirts. They have all Florida t-shirts, all cool little statements. Go check them out. SRQTshirts.com sponsors the show today. Now, we could be reading. The numbers are absolutely off the chain as far as the ratings go. There's a couple of good movements happening. The state of Washington, and that's in the Emerald City of Seattle, is about to take over Florida, which would be unprecedented because Florida's been our number one state in audience throughout the 3 seasons we have here. We're on season 3, episode 4, and I Love Monday edition. And hats off to Dr. Martha Luther King. And you ask, right? And we'll get to local news in just a minute. But as far as Martin Luther King, man, for any of you not in the know, Martin Luther King Jr. was an American Baptist minister and an activist who became the most visible spokesman and leader in the civil rights movement from 1955 until his damn assassination in 68. He was born on January 15th, 1929 in the ATL, Hotlanta in Georgia, baby, is where the Dr. Martin Luther King was born. He was unfortunately assassinated here April 4th, 1968 in Dan, Memphis, Tennessee. Okay, his famous speech, of course, "I Have a Dream," baby. One of the most famous speeches ever that brings chills. You can listen to it 20, 40, 50 times over and over. Personally, it gives me chills. What a charismatic individual. and what a human being for doing right for the human race here. Martin Luther King is survived by his children. You got Martin Luther King III. You have Yolanda King, Dexter King, and Bernice King. Lock it up. That's right. The Baptist minister and social rights activist in the United States in the 1950s and 60s. He was a leader of the American civil rights movement. He organized a number of peaceful protests. Unlike what you see these days, Martin Luther King was all about doing it peaceful, doing it classy, and doing it powerful. He was the head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, including the March on Washington in 1963. Lock it up. That's your props. MLK Day, baby. January 18, 2021. And what a beautiful, spectacular day it is here in Sarasota again. About 63 degrees, I would say. They say it's going to dip down to maybe the high 40s tonight with a little bit of wind that will influence that. But, you know, unfortunately, with the, COVID-19 and the pandemic life, my only representative out there in the damn Manatee County is Palmetto, baby. And Palmetto's reporting that the city of Palmetto has canceled its upcoming Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade due to concerns about the COVID-19 pandemic. There you go, man. The parade was scheduled to happen January 16th at 11:30 a.m. So it was supposed to, they were going to do it on Saturday morning. It's just one of several events in the Suncoast canceled due to the pandemic. Well, that's it. That's how it goes, man. People are paranoid, even though in the games they had finally some fans are being let in. And like I said, we do start, you don't have no problems finding the show, but we do broadcast from our Anchor dashboard here, but we can be found on Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is that you go to any search engine, whether it's Google, Yahoo, Bing, AOL, regardless of the search engine, you put in SRQ Talk Show and your boy's going to dominate the whole page there. We like for our audience to interact with the show. The way to do it, two ways. First way, via email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop me an email. The better way is to leave me a voicemail. Let your voice be heard on the SRQ Talk Show. And if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. You go to our website, go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button, and it'll give you 60 seconds to lock it up, baby. Thank you for smashing the play button. Numbers are off the chain. What do we got? Sarasota County opens cold weather shelter tonight. It goes to show you how many wusses we are here. Gets down to the upper 40s, which is springtime for most of you around the country. To us, it's emergencies, man. Sarasota County emergency management officials have coordinated with the Salvation Army to open up a cold weather shelter for those in need. Temperatures are forecasted to drop on Monday evening. The Salvation Army Center of Hope, located at 1400 on 10th Street in Sarasota, will conduct their normal cold weather operations plan Monday, January 18, 2021, with the intake beginning at 7 p.m. Dinner will be served at 5. Breakfast will be served at 5:30 a.m. Lock it up. Officials would like to remind pet owners that animals should not be left outside during the cold weather. Use caution when warming your home. There you go, man. Keeping you in the know. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk, baby. We keep it going. You think we take a day off today? Negative, man. We keep it rolling here. We're amped up, and we're really excited. We went 7-3. Bringing us up to a 10-6 record here. Guess what? We're 62%, baby. We're not only socially acceptable, we're getting reservations at the top tables of every restaurant now. They're loving your boy, Roy. And you would think I would take my own advice, right? But in the gambling world, man, I can give you these free picks. I can feel that way on Friday. But when it comes to Saturday and Sunday and you're actually going to put the bet in, I gotta admit it, man. I got cold feet with the Browns. I sure did. The line dropped at 9.5, and I know I took the Brownies there +10 for everything I told you about. I told you that it was too much Browns. They had too much talent on the Browns. Baker Mayfield is releasing the ball earlier. He had Jarvis Landry all amped up, and that running game is off the chain with Chubbs and the other kid that used to play for Kansas City. That was another reason I thought he was going to come and make a statement. But the Browns played well as they could do. They definitely covered the 10. In fact, they covered the 9.5 also. And that was unfortunate to me because I got cold feet at the end. I mean, I put in our original four picks. The Buccaneers, the Green Bay Packers, the Ravens, okay? And then the Brownies. And I went with that originally. And I really thought that was going to come through. I would have never thought that the Ravens were going to be the one to ruin that quad parlay there. That would have paid out pretty nicely. And then at the end, yeah, I got cold feet, man. And I went with Kansas City and the under and the Bucks over there. So guess how that worked out? You did. But that was on my personal bets. I have nothing to do with the show's record. If you listen to me, yeah, we would have lost. I mean, we lost the damn Baltimore game, man. Nothing I can do about that. Buffalo, I guess they're destined. They got their hands full going to Kansas City. But we're going to have plenty of time to talk all that because it's going to be all sports on the bottom of the hour here. Like I said, we do 1 hour, 30 minutes in the front, 30 in the back. And let's see what else we have here as far as local news. Kind of quiet. Everybody's respecting the Martin Luther King Day. Tomorrow is Inauguration Day. And thank God, and we'll have it all behind us. We'll have a new regime in here. Socialism at its best here. And then they're not building a wall. They're damn knocking it down. The line from Guatemala and all those tree-swinging South American countries down there that are ready to come in. They're piling in. They're hiking it, man. They're road-tripping it down to the wall, man, just to come in because Biden says that everyone's welcome, baby. Lock it up. United States of America, everybody. Yeah, they're going to take all your jobs, too. Okay, be careful what you wish for there. Really, you don't think so? You'll see. You'll see all these Guatemalans and all these El Salvadorians. We're not getting the best of these countries, man. That's one thing I do agree with Trump, because anybody that knows anything about South America, and if you're an international guy like your boy Roy here is, you know that if you got Mac money in some of these in Mexico and all that, you don't want to come here. What the hell would you want to come here and give up a half of your wealth in taxes? You can go just stay in your own country and be the big fish in a small pond over there. So we're not getting the best of these countries. We're getting blue collar, working class people, hardworking people, but uneducated people for the most part. That lives in these tribes and these poverty-stricken areas in South America, man. If you don't believe me, man, I got no agenda here, baby, because we're not your damn fake news. We're not, you know, an ex-has-been comedian trying to be funny. We're not trying to get hot chicks out here. We're not trying to be 50-year-old men trying to be cool in front of 20-year-olds. Mac Radio, man, this is why you tune in. It's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. And let's keep our eye on the time because your time flies with your boy Roy here. And I have no surprise that it's already halfway through the top of the hour here. Let's see what else we could get as far as breaking news. Kamala Harris, officially resigns in the Senate. She will take the oath for VP in less than 24 hours there tomorrow. I told you about the Sarasota County opens cold weather shelters. Let's see what else there is going. I know there was a cool story here. Let's check out this little 10-year-old from Tampa where my numbers are absolutely garbage. But we don't care if the Tampa numbers are bad. You know why? Because we got macked out St. Pete, the number 3 listening audience on the SRQ Talk Show. We'll take St. Pete all day, man. In fact, I'd rather St. Pete. They got beaches. Tampa, not so much. So a 10-year-old Tampa area kid named finalist in the Good Morning America Super Bowl correspondent contest, a 10-year-old Tampa girl is in the running for a big gig, baby. Lock it up. Amaya Brannon, 10-year-old, has been named a finalist to be Good Morning America's Super Bowl correspondent. The pint-sized soccer star entered NFL's Play 60 Super Bowl contest, pledging to eat healthy and move 60 minutes every day, even during the pandemic. The Tampa Bay Buck fan, Brannon, was excited to know that the Super Bowl was going to be in her own backyard. Lock it up, baby. Bet you're pretty happy about having Tom Brady as your quarterback, too, you little Maya Brannon. I feel happy, she says. I feel excited. Woohoo! I feel overwhelmed, the little 10-year-old Amaya says, told anchors at ABC's morning show. She also got a surprise shout-out from Tampa Bay player Rob Gronkowski, the Gronk, chiming in, baby. I like it, man. And Gronk missed a couple of nice opportunities yesterday. I wouldn't say catchable balls, but, you know, usually Gronk calls those in, man. I wish he would have had a bigger game. But there you go, man. Hats off to 10-year-old Amaya Brannon of your Tampa area. She's going to be the finalist, and we're rooting for Amaya here to take the Morning America's correspondent contest here. What else do we got for you, man? 61 degrees. It's just absolutely spectacular here. Do not hate. We are loving it. It's going to get a little nippy tonight. Let's see what else we got. Yes, and of course, the what was this? The USF Navy game canceled due to COVID concerns. The University of South Florida has announced that its matchup with Navy has been canceled due to COVID-19 concerns. The American Athletic Conference decided to cancel two football games that had been scheduled for Saturday, November 21st. Navy was set to play the USF in Tampa, but due to reports of player contacting COVID-19, will not happen. What the hell? This is a damn old news, man. What the hell are we getting this news for? Who cares about this, man? This is old damn news. See what I mean, man? Just with even a trusted, worthy resource. You just don't know anymore, man. Everything's damn fake news. What else do we got here on the docket here? We're going to keep our eye on the clock. We are always up against the clock here, but we like to bring the there's not much national news, man. Kamala, she's bowing out of the Senate, okay? She finally got rid of her position there, and in less than 24 hours, her and Biden are locking it up, man. You're 46th. President of the United States, Joseph Biden, baby. Let me see. Rebecca Jones, remember her? She was the DOH data scientist. Apparently now a judge is giving her bond. Former Florida Department of Health employee Rebecca Jones will be released on $2,500 bond after she turned herself in to the Leon County Jail. Rebecca Jones was fined after she claimed that Governor Ron DeSantis' administration was manipulating COVID-19 data. Uh-oh. Things escalated in December after her home was raided by law enforcement officers alleging a hack into the state emergency response system. She filed suit against the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. The FDLE said that Jones has been under investigation since early November after someone illegally accessed her state emergencies alert health system, warning employees to speak up before another 17,000 people are dead. You know, this is wrong. You don't have to be part of this. Be a hero, not a zero, baby. Lock it up. Jones took to social media to say that she would turn herself into authorities on charges of illegally accessing the state's computer system, a third degree felony, man. The state argued that Jones should not be allowed to have internet access, but the judge disagreed. The judge said, "Whatever. It's like killing a gnat with an axe," Jones attorney Louis Jean-Baptiste said at a request to ban internet access. The suggested bond of $5,000 was lowered to $2,500. And Jones is not allowed to contact anyone whose information she allegedly accessed during the data breach. Jones is now residing in Washington, D.C. Yeah, not Washington, Seattle, Washington, where my numbers are off, damn, off the chain. Yeah, I don't know what's going on over there in Seattle. I don't know what kind of flame I lit, but these people damn can't shut me off over there in Seattle. They're loving you, Roy Boy. I'll tell you what, this Rebecca Jones, she's a little hottie, man. She is. I ain't going to lie to you, man. She's a little hottie. She probably got a little preferential treatment. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But there you go. A little slap on the hand for Rebecca Jones. Lock it up. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. It's season 3, episode 4, January 18th, MLK Day, man. And let's keep our eye on the con. We got a couple of minutes here. Let's see what other stories pop off the page here, because what we're going to do on the second hour is what we really want to do. Just talk sports all day, man. We're getting amped up. It was the divisional playoffs yesterday at a 6-game. How about going how about on Friday going 3-for-3 in the NHL with our little 666 all overs? Remember? Yep, lock it up. Did the Lightning come through? They sure did, baby. There you go. Tampa's on fire, man. So, well, Biden's inaugural events are going to begin tonight. Who wants to see? I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk. I'd rather talk about Northport seniors finally receiving the damn COVID-19 vaccine. There you go, Northport. Number 5 on my list on people that listen, audience that listens to me. Northport is damn amped up. It's been just over a month since the first COVID-19 was administered in the U.S. Today's seniors and staff at the Springs at South Biscayne in Northport had the opportunity to get their first round of the vaccines. There you go. As part of the Florida's Senior First Initiative, the senior care facility partnered up with CVS to administer the first round of the vaccines, leaving many residents optimistic about returning to a sense of normalcy. Carly Shaney, the business office director of the facility, stated, and I quote, "I know this has been harder on the residents than it has for the staff, because obviously we have to go home to our families and come back. So them finally coming in and doing this has us excited that maybe someday soon there can be a turnaround. Their families and everything be like normal, and we can protect them better, because that has been our goal ultimately the whole time." This damn story is just boring the hell out of me, man. It's a big deal, man. Is there nothing going on other than damn seniors getting the vaccine in Northport? It's about damn time, man. Why is it making my news coverage here, man? You know why? Because there's nothing else, man. It's paradise. It's either you're a millionaire and you're on vacation, or you're just the middle America here just grabbing the damn crumbs that fall off their table, man. What else we got here? Yeah, it's going to get warm. It always gets warmer, man. We never had these cold fronts last for too long. Motto shows COVID-19 currently hitting its peak. Yeah, whatever, man. What?
Whatever.
Yeah, huh? Florida DOJ receives the, what else? Nash is here. There's nothing else, man. There's nothing else. It's all about the Martin Luther King Jr. Day parade canceled in Palmetto. Today's show was sponsored to you by SRQT-shirts.com. They got statement t-shirts like Not Today, Sarasota Strong, Tampa Tough, Miami Muscle. Lock it up, man. Go give them a look-see there, whether you buy anything. And you know what? If you do buy something, just put in SRQ Talk and you get 10% off. How about that? Don't say your boy Roy doesn't give you anything, man. I like to thank everybody for tuning in. There wasn't much on the docket as far as local news. That's always a good thing. No drama going on. We're just chilling, enjoying the MLK Day, Martin Luther King. You better recognize, baby. It's a great, great contributor to the human race there, and peace and the way in classness. That's one thing that the Dr. Martin Luther King has, man. That guy was classy. Guess what? He was Mac Daddy. Guess who else is Mac Daddy? We're 62% now. Oh, is Jersey going to come now back because we're 62%? Guess what? We might not accept you. How about that? Okay. You got to be with us for the good and the bad. And we never really were too bad. We never dipped under 55%. We might have flirted with dipping on a streak that maybe didn't go our way. But guess what, man? We called out of 10 games, we called 7 correct, 3 wrong. That's max status. We are at 3-3. Now we're at 10-6. Stay tuned with me for the bottom hour of the show here, where we're going to go all sports next. Welcome back to the show, January 18, 2021. Lock it up. You got it tuned in and locked in with your boy, Roy SRQ Talk, Season 3, Episode 4, the bottom hour here of our one-hour show that we broadcast live from the Paradise City that we know as Sarasota, Florida. Lock it up, guys. We had a great weekend. This is the bottom of the hour that we talk. What we love to talk about is all sports, and especially now, we definitely got up walking a little tall this morning, being 7-3. We picked 10 games on Friday, 4 in the NFL, 3 in hockey, and 3 in the NBA, and we went 7-3. How about that? Look at us. We were 3-3 coming into that, so that makes our record 10-6. We are 62.5%. Lock it up. And you know, I've always boasted here, keeping you in the know as far as the small circle of gambling degenerates like myself. And in our world, over 55% is max status, socially acceptable. To where you can call these games with confidence. But whether you bet with us or without us, that's up to you. We're 7-3. We're locking it up. We got a great deal of on the agenda here. I don't know if I want to go over the sports scores on Friday. I guess we will, just for the purpose of our record here on the locks of the day. But this is really old news, old hat. But on Friday, in the NBA, we actually went with the damn Magic, and let me tell you, damn Orlando Magic, where my numbers are absolutely off the chain. In fact, Orlando is the number one city that listens to your boy Roy here on SRQ Talk Show, surpassing the old King of the Mountain, Fort Myers, St. Petersburg. We got Northport, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Dottie. Our only representative in Manatee County. Well, we actually have 3. Our highest rated one is Dan Palmetto, amped up. And just like I reported on the first half of the show, the Martin Luther King, which we're definitely acknowledging here. Hats off to Dr. Martin Luther King. What a great human being, and a great human for other humans. A very classy, peaceful activists of the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, Martin Luther King. We recognize it here on the SRQ Talk Show, and that's what we're celebrating. And then I love Monday. Most people hate Mondays, man. That's because they're all hungover from the previous weekend, okay? And they're just slow-stepping it, man. Back to going to make someone else rich. Go work into someone else. Not your boy Roy here. We're locking it up. We're independent. We broke the shackles back in May. We don't work for anybody. We only work for ourselves. Our sponsor of the show is one of our original sponsors. They did the whole show today, srqt-shirts.com. Go ahead and give their website a look-see. Statement t-shirts. Very cool t-shirts. It's cool weather now. It's not t-shirt weather here. But you can go ahead, because before you know it, it'll get hot as hell again out here in Florida. That's what we're about, that we're just experiencing our version of the winter season here. You're in season 3. We're in season 3 here, episode 4, man. We're locking it up. SRQT-shirts.com. If you find a shirt like I'm sure you will, they have dozens of shirts there, choices, their statement t-shirts, online t-shirt, local company here. SRQT-shirts.com. If you proceed to check out, make sure you put in the promo code SRQTalk so you can receive 10% from your total order given to you by your boy Roy here, SRQTalk. talk show. This is the sports edition of the SRQ Sports Show, is what we like to call it. You have no problem listening or finding us anywhere. You can know you can go to any search engine and just put SRQ Talk Show, and your boy's going to dominate every page. We do like to give a shout out to where we broadcast live from the Anchor dashboard. You can go to Anchor Podcast, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, SoundCloud, Himalaya, CastBox. We're everywhere, man. Anywhere where you can find your podcast, your boy's going to be right there, man. We're representing, and I like to say it would be remiss not to welcome my 63% of the female gender amped up listening to your boy Roy here. We got 13 countries now, 12 states in the United States, 15 cities in Florida, amped up, local, new, fresh, and worldwide, baby. And let's get to some of the scores real quick. The Magic, yeah, huge disappointment, Orlando Magic, man. I knew that line was a little fishy against the when was this? This was on Friday, man. Let me go back to Friday's games. Magic, it was really weird, man, that they were only a 2.5-point favorite when we were broadcasting early in the afternoon. It did go up to 3.5 and ended up at 4. But with all that, Celtics prevail 124-97 against your damn garbage Magic, Orlando. And then I told you, Luka, all damn day, how dare the Milwaukee Bucks that can't cover against the damn Detroit Pistons the night before on Thursday. I told you on Friday against Luka Doncic and what was it? The other kid, what's his name? I used to play for the Porzingis. Is that your Porzingis, man? How dare you? Damn it! Porzingis was coming out and he played 29 minutes. He scored 15 points there. But Luka Doncic, baby, 35 minutes, 28 points, 12 for 24, 50% from the field, 9 rebounds, 13 assists. The kid's Mac Daddy. How dare you give 7.5% to Luka and the boys there in the Mavericks? But they made him pay. That was one of our wins. And our second loser, yeah, remember the kid? I couldn't think of his name. He was damn horrible. 1-11 from the field. Trey Young, what the hell happened to you? I thought you were Mac Daddy. The kid only played 24 minutes. He scored 4 points, man. He was 1-11. It's either the kid's on fire or he's absolutely horrific. That's the problem. No, non-consistency. And you know my two favorite teams, the Utah Jazz and Denver Nuggets. Either one of them, man, their max status. Utah was given 6 to the Hawks. I thought it was a little bit too much, but not at all, man. Donald Mitchell, man, that kid's Mac Daddy, 29 minutes, 28 points, 10 for 20 from the field, 6 for 6 for damn three-pointers. That kid Mitchell, man, he's off the chain on the Jazz. That's what is making Utah be my favorite team there, including the Nuggets, both of these teams. And that was the best playoff matchup last season as well, when those two head up, they went into game 7, and it was just, that was a good series. But anyway, that was our record, 1-2, not to dwell too much on that. And then also, let's go to the hockey, where we went damn 3-for-3 in hockey. What the hell got into us in hockey? We went, and they were serious. I mean, they were 6-point, usually the over-unders in hockey are anywhere between 5.5 and 6.5. Very rare that you're going to see anything different than that. And the games that we picked, they were all over 6s, which we were hoping for a lot of goals to be scored on Friday, and they sure did. We started off with the old rivalry with the Pittsburgh Penguins and the Philadelphia Flyers. Over-under was 6. Game ended 5-2 Flyers. And then we had your damn Tampa Bay Lightning that are damn amped up. Okay, and their over-under was 6 against the old menaces, the Chicago Blackhawks, that they had to run through to get to the Stanley Cup last year against Dallas. Lightning prevailed 5-2. That is obviously over. And then our late game, it was the Colorado Avalanche against your St. Louis Blues. And guess what, man? Avalanche, they put a damn pounding on them, 8-0. So that obviously over 6 there. So we went 3-for-3, I'm telling you. And then, of course, it was the NFL on Saturday and Sunday, baby. We were loving the whole weekend. These were great games, divisional games that we were playing here. And let me just see something here real quick. Well, let's go over some of the scores on the weekend. And we did very well. Out of the four games that we've been playing, we picked three out of four. The big disappointment, yeah, man, Lamar Jackson choking it up again. Not continue. One and gone, man. I'll see you later. And we knew this one. This one, I wish I would have had the mortgage, the stimulus check, even the one that Biden's supposed to give me now for $2,000. I should have put that one also on it. The Packers just all in control. Smoothie, man. Aaron Rodgers just damn Mac Daddy, man. 32-18 golf, and the Rams get the hell out of here. Get off my TV set. Get out of here. The Rams, they shouldn't even have been there, man. But anyway, 32-18, that defense. And do you remember, if you want to archive the shows, go ahead and do it by going to our website, srqtalk.com. And if you listen to season three, episode three, your boy Roy, what did I tell you the score was going to be? I told you that Aaron was going to put smack 35 points on the Rams, and the Rams were going to score 17, 32-18. I was pretty damn close there, huh? Makes you wonder. And this was the damn vomit right here. The Buffalo Bills, okay, against the Baltimore Ravens. I went on my high horse telling you that the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. I'm on the Lamar Jackson. I'm actually damn driving the damn bus for Lamar Jackson, okay? And the second time they choke it up, man, 17-3. Huge disappointment. Not for the Bills Mafia, though. Bills Mafia is breaking damn tables. Bills Mafia is damn amped up. And there was an interception there that Lamar Jackson, you know that Lamar Jackson was like almost like out of 35 times he's been within the red zone, the guy has never, ever, ever thrown an interception. Whatever. Yep, and that day there only takes one. And guess what? It was ran back about 102 yards. I think the last person, if I remember off the top of my head, the last person that ran a 100-yard interception in the playoffs from end zone to end zone was damn the late George Teague. Remember him? Teague. He was playing. I know he played for the Cowboys. He played for a couple of teams. The ex-Alabama standout in the 90s there. I think his name was George Teague, was it? Well, anyway, Teague, baby. You know him well. He played for Green Bay back in the day. I think it was an 18-year-old record I had stand. But anyway, the Bills, man, locked it up 17-3. Congratulations to the Bills Mafia. And your prize? Yeah, you get my homeboy and KC, because KC had a tight one. There was drama in the game with my homeboy going down with concussion protocol. They squeaked by the Browns 22-17. And I'll tell you, man, the Brownies played really well. We told you that 10 was way too much in this game. Baker Mayfield had mastered the idea of not holding on to the ball, releasing it under 3 seconds. He held it a little bit longer, scrambled out of the pocket a little bit more than he did in the game against Pittsburgh. But he went 23 of 37 for 204 yards. It was a windy damn game, man. It's damn cold over there, man. Cold, windy. I mean, we're sitting our fat asses on our couches with our popcorn watching these games with a 75-inch damn TV. HD, baby. Okay, we don't know the weather that these kids are going through, and it was windy. It was a tough day to throw the ball. Mayfield did get picked off once. He got sacked once. But Hunt, I wanted to see more Hunt. I think Hunt had an axe to grind against Kansas City, Kareem Hunt. I wanted to see him more. He only rushed for six times for 32 yards. And every time he touched the ball, I mean, he did score a touchdown, Kareem Hunt. I knew he'd get in the end zone. But I wanted him to dominate. I wanted Cleveland more to establish the run. Nick Chubb's only got 13 attempts for 69 yards. But these are both over five-yard averages. So I wish they would have kept with the – it was just the dynamics of the game, the way it all worked out. Landry, of course, got 10 targets. He caught 7 passes for only 20 yards, believe it or not, man. He did get into the end zone, but yeah, only 7 receptions for 20 yards. A lot of dinks and dunks, man. There wasn't too many long possible throws to open up the game. Chubb got 5 targets. He got 2 receptions, 4 yards. It was Higgins, really, 7 targets, 5 receptions. He had 88 yards receiving. His longest was a 25-yard catch. And also Joku, the tight end, got 4 receptions for 59 yards. His longest was actually the longest in the whole game, a 27-yarder officially after it was all said and done. As far as my homeboy there, 21 out of 30 before he got knocked out, where I'll tell you, this hit didn't seem that hard, did it? But I can't believe Mahomes got out, got up like he just went up 10 rounds with Muhammad Ali. The legs were shaking. He was just like he got knocked out, man. And it didn't seem it. And then our old friend Chad Henne. Yep, the Chad Henne, that ex-Dolphin, that ex-damn Jacksonville Jaguar. We thought he was out of the league, and no, he was holding the clipboard for my homeboy in KC. Nobody even knew it. Chad Henne came in, and we had no choice. I mean, what else? You weren't going to put Dan Bortles in, okay? But he got the job done. He actually went, 6 for 8? He only threw for 66 yards, but he didn't have to do much. He did throw that damn interception that really killed the game in the end zone. Killed it for the betters anyway, not for the game itself, because KC's defense came and prevailed the next series. But that meaningless Hail Mary that he threw up in the end zone, man, to like triple damn coverage, man. I couldn't believe it. That killed the bets right there, because I told you I got cold feet. I told you to lay to grab the 10, but when I was actually in the booth ready to make my bet, I got cold feet. I took a little bet there with KC and the under. Would have worked out for me, but hey, my homeboy went down, man. What could I tell you? So running game, not so much. You know, they weren't really depending on the running game, even though they should have. But Williams got 13 carries of 78 yards, and my homeboy got into the end zone one time there. Well, anyway, they didn't. They didn't cover. We won there on our pick on the locks of the day by getting 10 points. But if you actually bet, it actually went down to 9.5 on game time, 22-17, the Chiefs. And then it's all about Tampa Bay, baby. Yeah, you heard me right. Did he say Tampa Bay? Yeah, I said Tampa Bay, man. The Buccaneers prevail against the Saints. And what did we tell you here? That it's almost impossible to beat the same team 3 times. I told you my boy Brady had this one circled, okay? And Tampa Bay came to play. They escaped 30-20, and Breeze looked horrible, man. In fact, it might be Breeze's last game. How about that? You know what? It is MLK Day here, January 18, 2021. We're in Season 3, Episode 4. And when it's MLK Day, it's NBA basketball. We do have some afternoon games that we're probably not going to be getting, because it's after 12 noon here, and they already tipped it off over there. The Magic tipped it off earlier at 12 noon. We did have a 2:30 game, but we do take a break in between 2 episodes here to eat some lunch or something, man. I got to eat, brother. But anyway, let's see what we got here as far as in the NFL real quick. Top news. Let's keep our eye on the clock, because your time flies with your boy Roy. We're already 18 minutes in. We only get 30 minutes in the front, 30 in the back. Drop me an email. Interact with me. Give me your opinion. Drop me an email at srqtalk@gmail.com. Or better yet, let me hear your voice by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button, and it'll give you a 60-second message there. And if it's any good and macked out, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous, or we'll make it a part of the show and give you your little airtime there. Let's see what's up here as far as today's games. Let's do that, because we can go with some news around the league. There has been another hire real quick. Let me tell you that reports have it that Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, 38-year-old, will be the Chargers' new head coach. There you go. Lock it up. Keeping you in the know. Your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, is reporting that Rams defensive coordinator Brandon, Staley. Brandon Staley, 38-year-old coach. He will be your next Los Angeles Chargers next head coach there. Keeping you in the know. And then the Ohio State quarterback feels officially declassed for the NFL draft. quarterback is reviewed as a top five pick. We'll see what happens there, man. And Mahomes, his concussion protocol, the quarterback needs to clear five benchmarks to play against the Bills. And you know my homeboy's going to get it done. McVay, Kagi, about Goff's role going forward. He doesn't want to damn talk about Jared Goff because they're so disappointed with Jared Goff, just like your boy Roy reported here on Friday. Kids, he's a statue, man. He's got a cannon for an arm, man, but he needs to do something different over there. The Rams need to do something different over there, man, because the kid that had never played in the NFL ever that played for him one game, and he played pretty good. Any quarterback can run that offense. You don't need to be paying Goff $40 million a year, whatever they pay him. But anyway, let's get to the picks of the day here, man. And is Kyrie Irving?
Whatever.
Yeah, man. Kyrie Irving, reports have it that he's going to sit again for the seventh consecutive time. And that is going to be my lock of the day, baby. We got the New Jersey Nets. The Brooklyn Nets. Listen to me, you damn old fart. Calling them the Jersey, the Brooklyn damn Nets with Durant and the beard. One of my favorite NBA players, James Harden, joins that team. Now they got the top three, man. They got there's no Bosh there, okay? So the triplets there, man. Harden, Durant, and damn Kyrie Irving, man. If he can ever get it together. Fucking lunatic, man. What the hell's wrong? Kid's doing a Johnny Manziel on us, man, I think. But anyway, he was supposed to come out and play today, man. We were finally going to see all three of them on Martin Luther King Day on prime time, damn it. 7:30 p.m. They tip it off, man. And Kyrie doesn't want to play again, man. Personal reasons, whatever he's claiming there, man. Not sure what's going on, but seems a little weird to me, man, let me tell you. But anyway, let's see what we got as far as the games go here. Because obviously we ain't got no NFL games. That was your scores for, what was it, for Sunday? Let me see what those were the scores for Saturday, man. Let me see. Yep, no, that was your NFL scores. We're probably going to be able to get a hockey game in. So let's go to the locks of the day here today. And I told you there's a couple of games that already went off the board here. At 12 noon, and look at that, the Knicks. There you go, the New York Knicks. That's who we would have gone to because we got an axe to grind against Magic. The Knicks prevailed 91-84, beat your damn horrible Orlando Magic, Orlando. How about that? Orlando's numbers are damn off the chain. They can't shut me off over there, but I wish your basketball team was much better, but they dropped to 6-7 now, and the Knicks get the victory there. But there are plenty of games here. Martin Luther King, they're starting them early. We missed the Timberwolves and the Hawks, and we would have definitely, Hawks were at 8-point favorite, ended up being 7. I mean, we're not going to pick in this game. Obviously, it's already underway. It's 26-24 early in the, late in the first quarter there. But we can predict this one, baby. We got this one about to tip off here at 3 o'clock. It's going to be the Spurs against the Trailblazers. On Thursday, we went against the Trailblazers. I told you they were tired. They were winning too much lately. And the Pacers were going to go in there. And with the 3-point that we grabbed with the Pacers, we prevailed. In fact, they blew them out 111-187, if you believe it. Now, the Spurs come into town. And the Spurs are favorite 1.5. Guess what? All day here, your first lock of the day, January 18, 2021. I'm going with the damn Portland Trailblazers and Hulu, baby. That's right. First lock of the day on an I Love Monday, Martin Luther King Day. I'm grabbing the 1.5, taking the Trailblazers over the Spurs at home. Lock it up. Let's at 5 o'clock on TNT. We got the Suns, Booker, the kid that's banging the Kardashian girl. He's the point guard for that. They're 7-4. They go up against the Memphis Grizzlies. The Suns are -5. Guess what? All day, every day, I'm going with Booker and the Suns. They'll go to 8-4. I'm going to drop 5 to the Grizzlies. That's my second lock of the day. The Phoenix Suns today at 5 p.m. They tip it off on TNT. And then at 7:30, we got Luka and the Mavericks against Tampa. Is it your Toronto Raptors? Well, they're at least playing here in Tampa. The Raptors are a 5-point favorite over the Mavericks. I don't know why they keep giving these people points. And now with Porzingis in there, guess what? All day, Mavericks, baby. And we're gonna have to jot these down again here. Let me get a pen here. We're gonna lock them in because we do have short-term memory loss around here.
Whatever.
Uh-huh. So again, they're giving us points with the Mavericks. Vegas showing them no respect. I mean, don't get me wrong, the Raptors are Mac, but they're coming out of the gate slow. They're 4-8. Mavericks are 6-6. They got Porzingis, they got Luka, and they're getting 5 points. Lock it up, baby. I'm going the Mavericks. That's our third lock of the day in the NBA. And then my featured game, the one I got circled, like Brady had the Saints game circled. I got the Nets against the Bucks. I got Giannis at 9-4 against that damn cuckoo, wacky, damn Nets team. The Bucks are giving the Nets 3.5. No, my friend. No. That doesn't fly with Kyrie, without Kyrie. Harden's maxed out. Durant has got a new motivation now to impress Harden, too. I'm taking the 3.5 and the Nets all day. The Bucks do not cover. They might cover this one. Go against me if you want. We're 63%. Some have it at 64 because we're 63.5%. We're 10-6. SRQ Talk, your lock of the day. Let's keep our eye on the time before we get bounced out of here. And we are about to be bounced out of here. So those are plenty of locks. Let me see if I can give you a quick NHL game real quick here since we're up against the clock here. We got at 5 o'clock, the Bruins against the Islanders over under 5.5. Both teams are 1-1. The Bruins are actually favored in this one. Then we got the Winnipeg Jets against the Maple Leafs over under 6.5. Damn, that's a fat 6.5. That's really high. You know what? There we go. You're quickly, the lock of the day for the NHL is the over 6.5 in the Winnipeg Jets, Maple Leafs. Oh, Canada, lock it up. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Hit me up on an email, srqtalk@gmail.com, or send me a message, a voicemail, by going to our website, srqtalk.com, hitting the message button. I'd like to thank my sponsor today of the show, srqtshirts.com. Guys, go browse their website. If you find a t-shirt, make sure you put in SRQ Talk Show in the promo box to receive your 10% from your boy Roy. It's an I Love Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Day. There is no more until tomorrow. Same bat channel, same bat podcast, same bot location, man. It's your boy Roy signing off. Be good to somebody.
Oh, thank you.